Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our first meditation. If you want to know the false God of our age, just listen to how people answer the simple question, how are you? Too often, the automatic reply is, I'm busy. Busyness has become a badge of honor, the way we measure our worth. Our culture no longer asks whether a life is meaningful or good. It asks whether it's productive. We equate constant motion with importance, as though the person who never stops must surely be winning. And yet, beneath all that motion lies a gnawing emptiness. The endless hustle leaves us depleted. And even when we rest, we tend to choose distractions that mimic the very pace we're trying to escape. Frantic scrolling, binge watching, or adrenaline-charged entertainment. That's not real life. It's a treadmill. And the more we chase, the less peace we feel. And our obsession with activity feeds anxiety, not joy. But the Christian vision offers something radically different. It doesn't glorify frenetic motion, nor does it commend laziness. Instead, it calls us to a beautiful rhythm of work and rest, labor and prayer, where every action is ordered to God, and where our worth isn't measured by the length of our to-do list or accomplishments, it's measured by belonging to God. So, do you long for a simpler, more meaningful life? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second meditation. So let's begin with what everyone wants. Happiness. But how would you define happiness? Let me suggest that happiness is to possess the good things that fulfill our human nature. And in general, God designed the human person to need certain specific good things to be happy, like union with God through Jesus Christ, to receive the life of Jesus by a frequent reception of the sacraments, and a deep friendship with God in daily mental prayer. But secondly, we want good physical and emotional health that comes from sleep and nutrition and hydration, exercise, hygiene, food, shelter, clothing. But even if we have those, don't we want good relationships? And then everyone needs meaningful work to be happy. Meaningful work in which we do some good for others and for the world, whether inside the home or outside, whether for pay or not. But we also need knowledge, because our intellect needs to be fed by reality in the form of truth. And finally, we need beauty, because our emotions need to be nourished by reality in the form of beauty. These are the ingredients for happiness. Now, money, time, and power aren't goals to pursue. We only value them because they help us get what really matters: God, family, meaningful work, love, health, truth, and beauty. But if we have those, we don't need any more time or money or power. So these are the six goods we need: union with God, physical goods, good relationships, meaningful work, knowledge, and beauty. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third meditation. So we just looked at the basic ingredients for happiness. Now we need a recipe. We need a way to organize our lives to get the good things that we want. Saint Benedict called it a rule of life. I like to call it a recipe of life. And in a recipe, we need the right ingredients in the right order, and in the right proportion. So let me suggest a daily recipe for happiness. It begins with friendship with Christ. 30 minutes minimum in mental prayer through the Rosary or Lectio Divina, as well as frequent reception of the Eucharist. That's about 1.5 hours. Secondly, we have physical needs. 8 hours of sleep. 30 minutes of personal hygiene. 3 hours a day to prep and eat and clean up meals. 1 hour a day of exercise, like a good walk. But then we need time for relationship with our family and friends. And the best time for that is over meals, walking and talking. But we also need meaningful work, inside the home or out. 8 hours will give you. And knowledge about God and the good world He created. 30 minutes each day to read or listen to something. And finally, we need to experience beauty in its many forms. I'll give you another 30 minutes. You know what? That adds up to just 23 hours. You can have all that every day and still have an extra hour to spare. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth meditation. So these are the six ingredients to a recipe for happiness, and they fulfill the way God designed us. But there needs to be an order to the way we pursue them. For example, we're not much good at anything without sleep, or at least rest, so we know we need to go to bed on time and get up on time. Then the most important ingredient is a relationship with God. So the first thing in the morning should be prayer or receiving Him in the Eucharist at Mass. C.S. Lewis says it this way, put first things first and we get the second things thrown in. Put second things first and we lose both first and second things. And we should always remember that our recipe needs to be flexible, because life isn't always predictable. Some days call for more work, others for caring for children or aging parents. Some days truth and beauty get a little less attention, and that's okay. A rule keeps us grounded, but if the exceptions become the rule, our lives unravel. And then we should do good things together. By creatively combining good things, we make it easier to live a life that leads to happiness. So prepare a meal and eat and talk with your spouse and family or friends. Or walk and talk with a friend. Or take a walk outside, pray the rosary with a friend, and talk. That gets you prayer, friendship, exercise, and beauty. See, if we're good at creative combining, we can get them all in with time to spare. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As he was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth meditation. Now many people object, there's no way I can fit all of this into my day. Or, it's too overwhelming to change everything at once. That's okay. Let's start small. Let's start by tracking your time. For 1 week, write down in a log how you spend your time in 30-minute blocks. Then look at the results. You'll likely find hours lost to scrolling, streaming, and distraction. Then ask yourself, what needs to go? And then cut out the junk. Cut out unnecessary busyness, compulsive news checking, or checking your investments, or endless entertainment, and the phone addiction. These aren't neutral. They eat time, clutter the soul, dull the mind, and train the heart to crave disorder and noise. But here's the good news. When you clear the clutter, lots of space opens up. Space for prayer, for deep friendships with the people in your life, and for good books and exercise and beauty and laughter and nature and music and creativity and restful meals. Those aren't escapes from life. They are life. And when we remove disordered pleasures, we don't lose joy, we recover it. And then our life, ordered and filled with goodness, becomes not just a recipe for happiness, but a recipe for holiness and peace. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So, Teresa, what struck you about this idea of a rule of life, a recipe of life?
You know, something really simple struck me, which is I could probably go on more walks.
Go on more walks, which gets you outside.
Mm-hmm.
It is astonishing how emotionally good for us.
I mean, it's grounding.
It's grounding, but our emotions need beauty.
Mm-hmm. Beauty that's a lot simpler and a lot more natural. I think there's just something about being indoors and around screens all the time that just subtly drives me crazy.
Not only you, everybody.
Absolutely. But I think part of the sadness in me was I started thinking about that and I was like, I should just walk around my neighborhood. But quite frankly, I don't like as much walking around the suburbs. Depends on the suburbs. I like your neighborhood. Full of trees.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm in a different form of crazy when I'm walking around my neighborhood and I'm walking past what seems like the same house a million times. It's like, is that a Wrinkle in Time where you're walking through, they're walking through the neighborhood and the kids bounce the ball at the same time. And
yeah.
And all the cars move in motion. Feels a bit like that. So I might need to pencil in going to a park or something.
No, this is very important. Emotionally, we need beauty, and the beauty of nature is one of the most important. So yes, get out, take a walk. But if you got to take 10 or 15 minutes to get somewhere more beautiful, do it.
Yeah.
It's vital to your emotional health.
Maybe I could make that part of a coffee run. I'll motivate it.
Well, and then one of the greatest things is doing that with a friend, a spouse, a kid, a friend, a colleague. I do a lot of walking meetings because I get exercise, I get beauty, and I get work done. I get three things right there.
Do you get frustrated during a meeting? Do you just start taking a lot of right turns? I feel like we're going in circles. We are going in circles.
So my big question for you is, have you created your rule of life?
Absolutely not.
It's very hard to have your life ordered and balanced if there is no recipe.
Yeah.
So maybe your first step is, would you, I'm inviting you to something. Would you be open to creating your rule of life?
It's my plan.
You know, then I really encourage people, create your rule of life, but then share it with the people you live with. Because if you don't, in many ways, they may inadvertently be working against you.
That's very fair.
But absolutely, if they know what you're trying to do, they might actually try to help you.
Got to work at it from both sides.
Yeah. And I think the two practical resolutions from this meditation should be, one, we really ought to log our time, at least for a day, and be honest with ourselves.
What an upsetting thing to do.
Yeah. And then secondly, create a rule of life, your own recipe remember, a recipe is right ingredients, right order, right proportion, and then share it with the people you live with. Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.